Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday nights, Thursday morning. It's 12:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's Wednesday nights, and you're at blogtalkradio.com/philosophy. So that means it's the philosophy show time. It's a half an hour show. That's a call-in show, a live show. We talk about everything. It's philosophy, seeking the truth, expanding our minds, understanding. And today is episode number 133. The title of the show is "We Know All About You. We Even Know You Better Than You Even Know Yourself." And then subtitle, "Know Thyself." And if you want to call in, please do. The guest call-in number is real easy here. It's area code 646-929-1344. And so, without further ado, why did I title it this? My name's Thomas, by the way, and you can also check out one of my other webpages, youtube.com/blastoffreshair. So let's examine this, because even if someone knows you better than you know yourself, then are you even yourself, if not them, or are they not you? Is that even true? I mean, because if you live today in the 21st century, you know, who knows? I mean, you probably have a smartphone, and it might be listening in on you. At the least troubling reason for advertising, and at the most troubling to potentially blackmail you or something, and everything in between. And you're part of a network. You probably pay for things, maybe with cash, maybe with a credit card, maybe with a debit card. Probably do a lot of transactions with a debit card. You probably have an email address. And you've probably looked up things online and searched on the internet. You probably travel with your smartphone. So, you know, we, however you might want to define that, because it might be just one company here, another company there. You know, it might be your phone company here, your credit card company there, your grocery store here where, you know, you have a preferred card, a website there. But is there something that webs them all together that's even higher up on the next level that interconnects all of those? So if there is, then that would be the we. Otherwise, it'd just be specifically. But if there was something that does, and there is, it's the National Security Agency and all those kind of departments, then they do know you. They're not quite at a godlike state, but that's basically what they want to be at, because the only way we can have order in society is to know what everyone is doing at every single moment, and that's the only way we can guarantee the safety and security or something. And maybe it's already that way in the universe, if you want to go on a limb there, but let's just focus on what we know here in this time and space. I mean, when you wake up, let's start with when you wake up in the morning, you're drinking all different kinds of drinks or eating foods probably that you had bought somewhere with a debit card that knows exactly what time of day you purchase and what times of day you normally purchase, and, you know, finds any patterns based on the time of month, the time of day, what places you go to, how far you travel, what kind of brands you purchase, you know, when you go on a discount, when you eat the healthy foods compared to when you splurge, when you buy more chocolate versus when you're buying more greens. I mean, all of this can be used as psychoanalytical things, and, you know, what kind of card you have. You know, are you a morning person, a nighttime person? Which places you go, like how frequently you go, like are there enough of dots where it actually makes a picture? I mean, when you put it all together and not just looking at one individual isolated incident. And, you know, and things, patterns could change by what's in the news, the seasons, if there's any other things going on in your life, if you have traffic tickets, or do you buy more chocolate if that happens, or, you know, whatever. Your credit could be combined with your credit history, and you know, what kind of car you have, what kind of clothes you purchase, how much online shopping you do. And then once you get into internet searches, oh my God, you know, what kind of things you've searched. It might not know why or the motivation, but, you know, I'm sure it can guess. And it might be wrong. And then just, you know, when you get to the library, and then if you have a smartphone on you, even when you're not shopping and stuff, you know, where you're located at all these different times, because you pretty much always have your smartphone on you, and how far you travel, what time of day, what kind of weather it is, what you've been eating in that last week based on your buying habits, and so on and so on and so on. So maybe, you know, someone could say, if they had all that information, that we know all about you, we even know, because you might know a lot more about yourself, but they do have some vantage point that you don't even have or have studied. Now, maybe they're doing it to help you so they can, you know, show you things that won't waste you time, but in a sense, maybe that's preventing you from learning new things that you normally would have. And maybe they don't quite know it all. You know, you don't know you're wrong until you end up being wrong. And what is you? What is the definition of you? Like, you're only you if, you know, I guess I would define it as thinking for yourself, the sovereign entity being that thinks for itself, can feel and, I guess, have empathy. Is that part of the definition? And, you know, wants to self-preserve and things like that. And that might not even be necessary, I guess. But so if you're just, you know, and playing into a pre-made story where you can just be prodded here and there and, you know, and be easily predictable, in fact, do whatever, and it might not be that strong, that of a connection where you're exactly a puppet, but maybe 75% of what you do, But you can realize those patterns. Some of them might be good, and maybe there is. I mean, maybe in the big, big picture, the only way to have security and dignity is for everyone. It's kind of like, can have a sense of privacy and security, which is dignity, to think amongst yourself and to have a safe space to be able to build, capital, really. Isn't that what it is? Isn't that, we're getting to like a heart of a matter here. That's what capitalism is to build capital instead of just spending everything all at once. It's to store and build something and then be able to use resources that have been fortified and that have been building up. And sometimes you can launch good missions that way, or expeditions, or entrepreneurial efforts, or inventions and things like that. You know, and other ways of moving through life can, so, you know, you work for a while to build up, and capital doesn't just have to be money. It could be knowledge. It could be information, lots of different things. And instead of just instantly moving on. Now, and that could be real important, because sometimes big projects need big things, like going to outer space was one example. And if we always just lived in the here and now and the moment and didn't build capital, maybe we wouldn't have put together the team that got us to the moon or whatever, or other large expeditions. So it just depends, but everyone might have their own projects. And now, just because that might be true in that scenario doesn't necessarily mean to come to a conclusion that it is in everything. It doesn't mean it doesn't. Haven't explored that yet, but so that's how the possible powers that be at the top, if they had all these dots that they could connect together, how they could try to, they would have the power to help society. Or what if we all had that information? So it wasn't just one group, but it was everyone had access to that information. And now, what I would say is, it seems principally okay to, if you want to keep a secret, you should be able to. But then, but if everything is out in the open, you have to have an open source system. Unless it's, I mean, if you're going to put stuff out there. So things like patents and stuff would have to be rethought. You know, maybe you could be rewarded for your contributions of creating a blueprint or a system, but not prevent other people from using it, but they would have to give you a certain percentage for a certain amount of years, and that way everyone wins. Now, our country is at a very big, like, we have a media that is trying to give a narrative of what you can expect and what your options are. And that actually tries to belittle other outside of the box mainstream thoughts. And you have something that's happening nowadays where you have a huge percent of the population that does not get their information from the internet and another percentage that does. And we finally got to a point where they're about even. In fact, it might be even a little more with people that get from the internet, although the people that do from the internet probably aren't all as sophisticated. So just saying someone gets their news from the internet doesn't mean that person really does a whole lot. They might just by accident. But that being said, it's probably about almost even. So, and that's why the world is the way it is right now. Now, if some people, the only people that would see society as a win-win, as a threat, would be people that won it all and only feel like they can win by others not having the opportunity, you know, to be free without their say-so. They feel like they're representing the all. And in a sense, technology is bad because technology is very good. But I did describe earlier, like, how every part of your day is charted and everyone else's, and how predictable people are, ways to manipulate. There's been sociological and psychological and even with combinations of lots of different things, chemicals that could be put in foods and things like that, and all our different senses, and et cetera. Combination where people get their information. It's something to really think about. Of course, no one knows us as well as we know ourselves, but we should see, I mean, by making that true, I think it's good to recognize that for a second there, or at least it's, you know, there's a possibility that there's an attempt to that being happening. And if we're not careful, that can happen. And also consider if in some ways it's possible. And even us thinking about that is predictable. But then you don't want to disagree just to disagree or agree just to agree. And sometimes agreeing doesn't mean that you're doing it in spite of someone else. You just are. But you don't want to do it for being in spite of something else. So, know yourself. You know, it's real interesting. People are knowing themselves more. And, you know, that's why there's these movements and energy in the world, the internet. There's been a lot of things going on in the world, a lot of revolutions, whether it's in the Middle East or and all throughout history, but you know, marches, peaceful protests. You know, there's the Tea Party and the Occupy Wall Street stuff happening. There's the people holding people accountable and really communicating and creating networks and just almost like living, breathing conversations online through Twitter and on Facebook and on YouTube and these all these different places. And there's been puns and memes that have traveled throughout and spread just as quickly as jokes used to, like why does the chicken cross the road? But even more enhanced with the internet and quicker. In a sense, we are all connected and can share some information, but not all information is still fully available towards everybody, of course. There's just more ability to do that. And if you know yourself, do you assume that others you would know as well? Is there enough that just because you do something, does that mean others do too? And can you understand where they're coming from? When I think about this, I think about what is in our best interests and what would be, the possibilities. Sometimes things are just right out in front of you, and, it's tragic not to take advantage of some of these opportunities that we have going forward that are transparent and right and fair and what people all agree upon. They're the most easiest thing that everyone can do, not to say that we are, but as one, they're the easiest things to do are the things that everyone all agrees upon. And there aren't many because everyone agrees upon it, or pretty much everyone, like 99.9. Now, not to say that some people who don't shouldn't have a right not to. They probably should. People are scared to be themselves. But the point is, the world already knows everything about you anyways. It knows your, well, it might know your motivations. I mean, or at least it thinks it does. And does it really matter, though? I mean, maybe that is the way forward voluntarily and not completely. But it depends how it's done. Because done one way, it's one thing, and done another way, it's a completely different thing. I mean, that's what the definition of that motivation would be anyways. Now, the consequences are different, and each thing is kind of in its own scenario. There isn't really anything. Well, I mean, maybe there is more to it than that, but that's definitely a part of it. And so, people know that people act a certain way in fear, and they have knee-jerk reactions. That's not anything new. So if you go against your own, what you know is right, but might not be the right time to say it, you're not even not you or them, then you become like the opposite of you, or unless if that's what you really are. And, you know, you're eliminating you. I mean, it's kind of like, in a sense, to preserve yourself, saying, like, you'll extinguish yourself for someone else. But, so that's the happy thought for today and moving forward. But it really is. I mean, because it's just seeking truth. And so it's been another episode of the Philosophy Show. Let me see if there's any other final points to mention. Not really here. So same time next week, we'll have another exciting episode. If you do have any suggestions, show topics, interview ideas, etc., definitely get in touch. Again, it's blogtalkradio.com/philosophy. And so adios and take care.
There were some clouds, they were rolling through the sky, and they brought down all the rain. And there was a puddle that became a pond as it gathered up so much rain. Little seed close by grew into a tree as it soaked up so much rain.